Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Aya. May I please have your zip code?
32812.
Thank you. And your name?
Lucinda Perel.
To make sure I'm accessing the correct account, please verify the address.
3871 Seminole Drive, Orlando, Florida, 32812.
Thank you, ma'am. I have the account located for the Keto Ascend and Cleanse. How can I assist you?
Yeah, I'm calling because I was billed two separate charges today, and I don't ever remember authorizing them, and I want to know how to get that refunded.
So I show that you had the trial program from the 18th of February where you paid the postage for shipping and handling for the free trial.
Right.
Due to the non-cancellation, okay, you were billed back on the 7th for the end of trial fee for the 30-day supplies you were sent, which is why you have those charges on your account. Your next shipment is set to come out in April if price is a primary concern, because they are designed to burn fat and get them out your system faster. I can give you a 35% discount.
No, I mean, we're financially strapped right now. I'm not currently working. It's just my husband, so we really can't afford that. And I guess I wasn't paying attention to those charges when I did the sample pack. Is there any way to have, I mean, that's like a $180-something refund.
Unfortunately, we typically can't refund on valid charges once the trial program's expired, so at this time I wouldn't be able to do anything about those. I could send you a complimentary shipment, say, next month on us.
So what is that $180 I'm being charged for?
It shows me you got two 30-day supplies of the Keto and the Cleanse. You got one of each, so you had one charge per product.
Okay, so what was the initial charge that I got then?
Shipping and handling to have them shipped to you.
Okay, they're not even open, so what do I do? Can I return them?
No, ma'am. We provide the trial program
can't...
because we don't allow returns.
So basically, I was stuck with the 180 no matter whether I wanted to use them or not.
I show if you would have given a call back by the 6th.
See, I was not aware of any of that, or else I would have canceled it, because like I said, I haven't even opened the bottles yet.
I gotcha, and I do sincerely apologize. I do show it was agreed to before the payment method was placed in. It was the box you had to check that stated you were 18 or older, and that you read, accepted, and understood the terms and conditions. As a courtesy, I could give you a 60-day hold plus that 35% discount.
I just want to cancel because I can't afford the 180. This is crazy. I mean, I'm currently working. I don't qualify for unemployment. I had no idea that I even apparently must have misread it. I want to just know how I'm either going to get money back or just stop the payments, because I can't afford that.
I do understand. I'll go ahead and get the account canceled out, which does prevent all future charges. But again, at this time, I'm unable to process a refund due to the validity. But I can give you a cancellation number for your records if you want to jot that down.
Yeah, give me a second. Let me find a pen.
No problem. Just let me know when you're ready.
All right, go ahead.
It is C as in Charlie. Excuse me.
Go ahead.
898-666-A446.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. May I help you with anything else today?
No, thank you.
All right. Well, I do thank you for calling customer service, and I hope you have a good day.
All right, you too.
Mm-hmm. Bye.